With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A shooting near Minneapolis kills three emergency responders.
A desperate call for help from a home in suburban Minneapolis early Sunday turned deadly for two Burnsville police officers and a first responder who were shot and killed, according to officials. The Minneapolis Police and Peace Officers Association saying negotiations with a suspect who eventually died went on for 4 hours before a SWAT team entered the home where seven children were inside. Governor Tim Walz saying, "My heart is with their families, and the entire state of Minnesota stands with Burnsville." I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, Russian forces are celebrating the fall of a city in eastern Ukraine.
Russia says its forces are in complete control of the eastern Ukrainian city of Avdiivka following intense fighting there for months. The announcement comes after Ukraine had to pull troops from Avdiivka as soldiers defending the city got outnumbered. Russian defense officials say forces are working to clear final pockets of resistance at the Avdiivka coke and chemical plant. Social media videos appear to show soldiers raising the Russian flag over one of the plant's buildings. According to state news agency TASS, President Putin's congratulated troops in the city. The overtaking of Avdiivka comes as Ukraine is back on the defensive against Russia, hindered by low ammunition supplies. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The Russian opposition lost its brightest star when Alexei Navalny died Friday in an Arctic penal colony. He joined a long list of Kremlin political critics, turncoat spies, and investigative journalists who've been killed in a variety of ways. Most of Russia's opposition is dead, scattered abroad, or in exile, in prison at home. Not even an anti-war candidate on the ballot to give Vladimir Putin a token challenge in next month's election. SRN News. There appears to be gender confusion among California college students.
There's been an unprecedented spike in the number of undergraduates who identify as transgender or non-binary in the University of California system. The percentage of students who don't seem to know what sex they are has tripled over the past 4 years across the system. UC Berkeley's percentage has soared 900%. There are 10 major campuses in the University of California community, serving about 300,000 young people each year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Nicaragua has declared all-out war on the Catholic Church. 19 priests were kicked out of the country last year. There were dozens of incidents of harassment and church desecrations. Protestants are being targeted as well. And exiles say 2024 probably will be worse. The persecution has become so persuasive, it's silencing criticism of the authoritarian government. This is SRN News. After World War II, a team of U.S. Army art experts set out to find and return millions of works stolen by the Nazis.
They were known as the Monuments Men, but they also included women. In recent years, the female members have been coming into the spotlight. Foundation honoring the group has updated its name to recognize their contributions and highlighting their work in a new exhibit at a national museum in New Orleans. The foundation is set to publish a memoir for the first time in English in which one of the women describes spying on the Nazis. Jason Walker reporting.
Thousands who were incarcerated on U.S. soil during World War II are being commemorated at the Japanese American National Museum in Los Angeles. A book called The Iricho lists the names of the more than 125,000 people who were detained in camps nationwide. It will be on display in the museum until December 1st. SRN News.